Wednesday, March 10th. No schedule today, except for a quick bill signing and a Mansfield breakfast this morning, because the president was planning to spend the day working on his two speeches for tomorrow and Friday. He did do this for a good part of the day. He had Ray Price and Neil Cook in this morning for a discussion of the Newport speech for David's graduation, and was generally very pleased with the draft Cook had done, which is a very high-level type approach. He chatted a little about some guidance he wanted them to have in reworking some parts of the speech and redoing it on the basis of some cuts he had made, and in the process sort of reviewed his own Navy career as he was describing how we ought to look at the audience, made the point that these kids hate the Navy just as we did, and that they'll be thinking about their lost years, but that we've got to make it clear to them that they're not lost years, that those years are what you make of them, and that this is something that needs to be done. It turns out, which was kind of interesting, that a lot of the guidance he had given Cook on the phone over the weekend for this speech also showed up in an interview he gave to Cy Sulzberger that ran in the New York Times today. Cook's reaction was that he'd have to do something else now for the speech because everyone would have read the New York Times, and both he and Price were utterly astonished when I interrupted and said they should realize that no one reads the New York Times, and the fact that something runs there is absolutely meaningless in the context of whether the president should say it at a later time or not. We had several other more or less general discussions during the day on odds and ends, but nothing important. Some changes in schedule, plans for the next press conferences, and that kind of thing. The closest to a big problem developed as a result of Volpe at the dinner last night telling the president in a whining way that he wasn't able to get reservations at Camp David. The president started on a attack of opening the camp more to cabinet officers, and I jumped on it and told him that Volpe had no right to complain. We did some checking, and the president discovered that we've gone way overboard the other way, and now he's on my side on this one, so maybe we can get control of it and have it simmer down. He agrees we've gone too far in what we've done for the cabinet officers and that it's become too common. End of March 10th.